Well, in Alaska, autumn is one of two times a year when indigenous Inupiat hunters engage in the generations-old tradition of hunting the bowhead whale. They're still allowed by law to do it. And this fall's hunt has brought both excitement and sorrow to the community. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig reports.
It's a few days after the last whale has been brought on shore Nootkayavik, and Ross and Justina Wilhelm's house is crowded with about 20 friends and relatives who've been working many long hours to get everything ready for the event that's about to take place. They're setting out donuts and pineapple cake and arranging plates of cooked whale meat and blubber for guests. Nearby, bags are being filled with different parts of the whale, including cuts of raw blubber and skin called muktuk for people to take home.
Small, you guys need to put two, please.
Two small. Ross Wilhelm is a whaling captain, and his crew, with help from others, brought in the final whale of the season. His wife, Justina, is responsible for organizing tonight's cruise serving, an event where anyone in the community can come get a portion of the whale.
So we'll go ahead and let's make our circle bigger so we can include everybody.
When everything is ready, the group joins hands and prays. Ross's mother, Laku Kanungnana, says the prayer in Inupiaq, expressing gratitude for the whale they're about to serve. The prayer is broadcast over a local radio channel, along with the family's house number and an announcement that they're ready for people to come over for food. Soon, there's a steady stream of people revolving through the house, yelling congratulations and trading hugs in the Wilhelm's living room. Some stay and eat and chat. Others say their hellos and then grab to-go bags of whale to bring home. Ross Wilhelm spends the evening shaking hands and greeting visitors.
It's just what puts us together is the whale, the bowhead whale. Just gets us all together. Hi, John.
Thanks for coming here. Yes.
Wilhelm says there was additional excitement to fall whaling this year. That's because Alaska's subsistence hunters won some key changes to the bowhead whale quota set by the International Whaling Commission. But this year, the community also suffered a profound loss. Captain Roxy Oyaguk Jr. and crew member Ron Kanierik were killed in a whaling accident off the coast of Utqiagvik when their boat capsized while towing a whale to shore. In conversations around town, it's clear there's still a lot of pain related to the accident. It's also an important reminder of something that whalers already know well, that whaling is dangerous. Wilhelm says he was shaken by what happened.
I'd look make myself look bad if I said it doesn't scare me, you know, because I'd be stupid if I didn't say that, you know, like of course it does.
Despite what happened this season and a close call he himself had in the past, Wilhelm isn't deterred from the hunt. He says sometimes things happen that are outside your control, but the only thing you can do is renew your vigilance when it comes to basic safety.
You know, steer left, steer right. Stay straight, you know, watch the stern, watch the bow.
Crawford Putkatuk is another whaling captain. He says that many in the community are still mourning the loss of the two men, but the overarching dedication to continuing the tradition of whaling remains strong.
But for the most part, our people are able to rebound and continue our life, our culture, and knowing that Roxy and Ron would have it no other way. They would want us to continue our culture.
Fall whaling concluded in Utqiagvik with hunters bringing in a total of 19 whales, the full number of whales permitted by their quota. For Here and Now, I'm Ravenna Koenig, reporting from Utqiagvik, Alaska.